Good evening. Hope you had an awesome day. So, you know, the other day I came across an interesting story in the Talmud. It's on the top of the 24th page in the tractate called Bava Metzia. Now, in it, it tells the story of a silver cup that was stolen by a guest at someone's table. They couldn't figure out who took it because there were many guests around that table. That was until Marzutra saw one of the guests wipe his hands to dry on someone else's shirt. And he said, "That's your guy." Why? Because he didn't care enough about other people's property, or else he wouldn't dry his hands on someone else's garment. And if he doesn't care about property, well then, he's probably your man. And sure enough, they pressed the person and found out that in fact, he was the one that had taken it. Now I saw the Gemara and thought, well, that's interesting, because in fact, often you have people that are consistent. And by what they do, you can guess what they have done or might do in the future. But the truth is, this morning, something happened where I took that principle and realized, you know what? It applies for good as well. So the story is, I was leading the Shacharis morning service in Shul. My throat had something that was causing me to cough just a little bit. I was doing my best to control it, but one could tell it was a little uncomfortable. And then out of the corner of my eye, I noticed a person that started actually walking out of shul. Instantly, I thought to myself, I bet you he's going to get me a cup of water. And then I thought to myself, why did I assume that? And to be honest, this Gemara from a few days ago ran through my mind, and I realized that it's because in general, this is a guy who's always looking to help others. And thus, when you have someone like that, you can basically guess what they're going to do. You know, at the end of the day, a person who has certain characteristics, they tend to be consistently like that. As one of the rabbis I know says, one's midos, one's characteristics, they don't split. If it's who you are, well then, it's what you often do. Something definitely worth reflecting on. And on that note, wishing you an awesome night. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.